Welcome to 30 Minutes of VOA Learning English, the voice of America's information service for people learning English. Join us now for the Economics Report and American Mosaic, coming up after As It Is.
From VOA Learning English, this is As It Is. I'm Katie Weaver. Should a book sometimes be judged by its cover? Apparently, Vietnam thinks so. The government recently withdrew a book about Vietnam's laws because of protests over the picture on the front. Jonathan Evans will tell about that later. But now we go to Myanmar, where officials say that the country's constitution will remain as it is until after elections next year. It is a complex issue because a change to the constitution could affect who seeks public office in that vote. The Speaker of Parliament in Myanmar says the country's constitution cannot be changed before elections a year from now. Shui Man spoke this week to reporters in Naypyidaw, the capital of Myanmar, also known as Burma. He said voters will be able to take part in a referendum or special election on constitutional changes in May. But he said it would be impossible for any changes to take effect immediately. He says some draft laws will need a referendum. We need the people to vote on them. This will be held next May in 2015. The results of this referendum will have to be approved by both the upper and lower houses of parliament. But the parliament will meet only after the 2015 elections. He did not explain why changes must wait until the next parliament is seated. Aung Chi Nguyen serves in the current parliament. He belongs to the National League for Democracy, the party of Nobel Prize winner Aung San Suu Kyi. He says that delaying the changes would be a mistake. He says this will have an effect not only on the peace deal discussions, but also on other discussions related to stability issues. It will also affect issues related to the international community. Myanmar's constitution bars Aung San Suu Kyi from becoming president. It is unlawful for any president to have a husband, wife, or children who are citizens of a foreign nation. The former husband of Aung San Suu Kyi was a citizen of the United Kingdom. Her sons are British. Words in this story. Constitution, noun, the written general laws and ideas that form a nation's system of government. Elections, noun, voting. Parliament, noun, a government lawmaking group. Bar, verb, to prevent or block. Read recently, we received our supply of VOA wall calendars for 2015. This year, the calendars have beautiful color pictures of the southwestern United States. To get your calendar, simply send an email to us at learningenglish@voanews.com or write to VOA Learning English, Voice of America, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. Be sure to include your mailing address when you write. And tell us what radio station you are listening to and the times of the broadcast. We have several hundred 2015 wall calendars. But when they're gone, they're gone. So write to us today. A government-owned book publisher in Vietnam has withdrawn hundreds of law books because of a protest over the book's cover. The Labor and Social Affairs Publishing House published 500 copies of the book on Vietnam's civil code earlier this year. Jonathan Evans reports.
The cover of the book features a digitally changed image of a man without clothing holding the scales of justice. The book's cover went viral recently on social media networks in Vietnam, leading to public protest of the image. The book cover features a muscular male body that was changed to have the face of Cong Ly, a popular comedian whose name literally means justice in Vietnamese. The image has reportedly been taken off internet sites viewed inside Vietnam. A representative for the publisher, Nguyen Thi Thuy, blames its partner, the Lao Dong Bookstore, for releasing the book. There is no such image in the contract. They published that cover without our consent. We have explained our responsibility. Now it is up to the relevant authorities to decide. They are investigating. One employee has lost his job as the result, and the bookstore could not be reached for comments. The public has used the event as a chance to mock Vietnam's legal system. Justice in Vietnam is just a comedy. The publishing house is brave to say the truth, one commenter wrote on the VOA Vietnamese Facebook page. The publishing house has apologized to the comedian, but local media reports say he has threatened to take legal action. I'm Jonathan Evans.
I'm Katie Weaver. That's all the time we have today on As It Is. For more Learning English stories, go to our website at learningenglish.voanews.com. We have audio and video programs to download and activities to help you test your English language skills. And join us again tomorrow for another As It Is from VOA Learning English.
Recently, we received our supply of VOA wall calendars for 2015. These calendars are beautiful and they're free. So write to us today at learningenglish@voanews.com. Be sure to include your mailing address when you write.
The Economics Report is next, followed by American Mosaic. You can read and listen to our programs and download MP3s at learningenglish.voanews.com. You can learn with us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube at VOA Learning English.
From VOA Learning English, this is the Economics Report. Investors in Hong Kong and Shanghai may now invest in a limited group of securities on either city's stock exchange. C.K. Chow is chairman of Hong Kong Exchanges and Clearing. He called the move a breakthrough in the opening of China's financial markets and an important milestone in the development of Hong Kong. He said the new way to invest made Hong Kong a gateway between mainland China and international investors. The Shanghai Hong Kong Stock Connect gives investors the ability to buy stocks listed in mainland China. It also permits Chinese investors to buy stocks listed in Hong Kong. There are limits, however, to the value and the kinds of stocks that can be traded. Investors may trade only a total of $3.8 billion worth of stocks each day. Julian Evans Pritchard is a China economic expert at Capital Economics based in Singapore. He told VOA's Victor Beatty that the move to open the stock exchanges to each other was important. But Mr. Evans Pritchard noted that the total value of stock that can be traded is a relatively small quota.
The immediate impact of the scheme is not likely to be that big. And that's partly because, you know, regulators are taking a very cautious approach, so limiting the quota to about 1% of the market capitalization of each market.
Mr. Evans Pritchard says if the quota is filled, officials may see a reason to increase it over time and open up the exchange further. The stock plan represents a limited reform measure. Mr. Evans Pritchard says what is important is that China is opening up its capital account to foreign investment money, which can come in or go out. China's stock market offerings have had limited success in recent years. The biggest public stock offering by a Chinese company, Alibaba, took place on the New York Stock Exchange rather than within China. It was not clear if Chinese officials would approve the plan. Mr. Evans Pritchard notes that the protests in Hong Kong had raised questions about whether Chinese officials would permit the plan or scheme to go forward.
I know some people had talked about the possibility of the scheme being cancelled as a result of the Hong Kong protests as a kind of punishment, but I don't think that was in their interest.
Michael McCormick is a financial advisor and executive director at ZBen Advisors based in Shanghai. He says the move is a major change that could increase the number of shareholders.
I think it's likely that we're going to see a lot of the state-owned firms in China, companies where one branch of the government or another owns 40 to even 80% of the firm, trying to sell off their shares into the market and broaden their shareholding base, both inside China and internationally. That would be the really significant change.
And that's the Economics Report from VOA Learning English. I'm Mario Ritter.
This is a repeat broadcast of the Learning English program American Mosaic. It first aired in May of 2014.
Welcome to American Mosaic from VOA Learning English. I'm June Sims. Today on the show, we hear from Christian music singer-songwriter Francesca Battistelli. We also tell about some of the comments posted on our website about recent American Mosaic stories. But first, we report about special training for special dogs. Air travel makes some people very nervous. The crowds, the noise, and flying itself can cause unease. But there are classes people can take to help them defeat the fear of flying. And now, Katie Weaver tells us about similar training for service dogs that suffer the same problem.
Service dogs almost never leave the side of the people they care for. You will see them working on buses, trains, and other public transport systems. But the busy environment found at an airport can trouble even the best-trained working dog. People with disabilities depend on their dogs. They want the animals to safely guide them through security areas. They also need the dogs to remain calmly on duty on the airplane, even when the flying is not smooth. This takes special training. The Air Hollywood Canine Flight School is one place where such help can be found. The school has a piece of equipment that provides the sights, sounds, and even the feel of an airplane in flight. It is called a flight simulator. The simulator was built for filming airplane scenes in movies. Sandy Alexander lives in Newport Beach, California. He has a disability that requires his 2-year-old dog, Doc, to be always at his side. Mr. Alexander took the dog to the flight school to get him ready for plane trips. He says Doc did not like the bumpy part of the flight simulation.
When that started, he was pretty agitated and looked up at me and wasn't sure what was going on. And I think we're going to be prepared the next time it happens.
Dog trainer Mary Siegel is with Canine Companions for Independence. It provides dogs for people with disabilities. Ms. Siegel says successful training is based on a simple rule, preparation.
Dogs need to be exposed gradually and repetitively to stimulation, to the environment, to loud noises, to sounds and other dogs, so that when this experience happens to them on a daily basis, they're able to act in a way that they're used to acting and that they don't get excitable.
Stacy Huckabaugh's 9-month-old dog, Striker, is still in training to be a guide dog.
I don't fly a lot, but so I don't know a lot of the routine myself. So with a dog, I would have been lost.
Dog owners who attended the training at Air Hollywood Canine Flight School say they now feel much more at ease about future flights. Their dogs also seem ready for takeoff.
Today, we are taking a look at some of your comments about recent American Mosaic shows. We urge you to keep telling us what you think about our reports on our website, voalearningenglish.com. Last month, we reported about the growing popularity of board games among young adults. Apparently, young adults are putting down their smartphones, turning off their electronic gaming devices, and picking up dice, cards, and playing pieces. We got several comments from Vietnam about our report. Visitors Wee Wong and Long felt similarly. Both criticized the electronic social lives that many young people lead. Each writer thought that board games help people connect more deeply. Wee Wong added that he believes children today have trouble communicating and playing with each other in what he called real life. Alex from Russia agreed. He wrote, "Many teenagers are going crazy from their electronic games." Rodrigo from Brazil thinks board games may be the answer to that problem. He wrote that they serve as a tool to make real friends. There was one dissenter among the group that commented. Kashif Lodi from Pakistan did not criticize board games in any way. He just noted that video games are not all bad. He wrote that scientific studies have shown video games can improve hand-eye coordination, increase creativity, and expand language, math, and problem-solving skills. We also received several comments on our story about international students in Hollywood. The area is of growing interest to many who want to become filmmakers. Porshir Chu from Taiwan writes that making movies may be interesting, but says it is surely expensive. The web visitor notes that students might be able to learn filmmaking skills, but face financial problems when movie making becomes a career. Shinji from Japan learned a new expression from the story, sci-fi. Americans use the term as a short version of science fiction. But Shinji says in Japan, science fiction is sometimes shortened to SF. He also wrote that the shortened name of a university, Cal State, LA, sounded funny to him. He heard it as Cal State Alley. We want to thank all of our listeners for their comments. We urge you to write even more. Our website again is learningenglish.voanews.com. Hope to hear from you. Singer Francesca Battistelli has just released her third studio album, If We're Honest. Christopher Cruz spoke with the popular Christian music artist about the record and more.
28-year-old Francesca Battistelli has been in the music business for more than 10 years. She released her first record when she was just a teenager. Now, she is gaining fame outside of Christian music. You might have heard her music on any of several television programs, including So You Think You Can Dance, The Hills, and Running in Heels. Ms. Battistelli's new album is called If We're Honest. The music explores the changes in her life in the past few years, including marrying and having two children. Her husband is now her manager and her drummer. She calls the new recording her most powerful and accomplished musical statement yet.
I'm a mess and so are you. We've built walls nobody can get through. Yeah, it may be hard, but the best thing we could ever do, ever do, bring your brokenness and I'll bring mine. 'Cause love can heal what hurt divides, and mercy's waiting on the other side. If we're honest, if we're honest.
Write Your Story is one of the songs on If We're Honest.
They say you're the king of everything, the one who taught the wind to sing, the source of the rhythm my heart keeps beating. And they say,
Ms. Battistelli says it is about the power God has on her life.
At every stage of my life, I want to just be willing to let God write the story however he wants to. And if that's, changing course, I want to be open to that. So, God, you're in control. So, you know, here's the reins. You take him.
Ms. Battistelli says there is more energy and joy on If We're Honest than her past albums. She wrote, or co-wrote, all but one of the 15 songs on it. She says the songs show how much her children have changed her life.
My children definitely have inspired songs on this record, and just my life is different now. You know, I'm older, I'm learning more, and I think that you can tell that on the record. It definitely reflects sort of my stage in life, which is a mom of two little ones, and I love that.
If only we could see who we're made to be, beyond the fear and doubt so crippling, our song would rise to
Francesca Battistelli has been nominated for a Grammy Award. She has been nominated for 22 Christian Music Awards called Dove Awards. She has won 6.
I locked up my heart and I put on a show. I let the busyness of life be a wall so nobody gets close. Well, I got choose to reach out, choose to lay down all of the fear that I've been hiding.
I'm June Sims. Our program was written by Christopher Cruz and Katie Weaver, who was also the producer. Join us again next week for American Mosaic from VOA Learning English.
Ooh.